read them or heard them, they seem simple on the surface. In our first reading, we hear God condemning the king of Assyria because his pride has reached biblical proportions. The king admires both the use of his power and wisdom and lauds himself for the empire he has made. Our gospel today speaks to Jesus' praise as to the revelation that God has given him, to the secret to the kingdom of God. It has passed by the scholar and is seized by the childlike. As I thought about these two readings, I couldn't help but think of my oldest grandson, Moses. He just turned 5 years old a month ago, and in his mind, when he turned five, he has acquired the wisdom of Solomon. He now knows the outcome of every event, so that when he plays with a delicate Lego model that took us an hour to put together, and I warned him to be gentle with it, he says, "Don't worry, he won't drop it." And as he's walking with a full glass of milk to the table, he says to me, "Don't worry, I won't spill it." Of course, you know both of those things happened. And he comes to me with a blown-up Lego model asking me to put it back together again. Moses has somehow moved from that dependency of childhood to the assurances we hear in our first reading to the king of Assyria. And yet, as I thought about it, I know why Moses acts as if he knows everything. The first reason is we're just made that way. We get to a certain age when we start to understand how the world works, and then we think we got it all figured out. And we go from being dependent to being in charge from what we do. He wants to claim also that as he develops those skills and as he achieves things, that it's his achievement and he's excited. We all go to college, or we go to college, or we get a job, and we then proceed to enjoy a good life, comfortable home, good family, and then we easily sit back and take credit for it all. After all, we did do all the work. The second reason is that I think that when we really want something badly, we strive and we work hard to obtain it, and we don't bother to ask God if that's what he wants. If we do, we pat ourselves on the back and get what we want. And if we don't get what we want, we claim that we've just had bad luck. Or then we question God and say, "God, where were you?" What is exactly God saying to us in our readings today? In our first reading, God uses some wonderful imagery. He says, "Will the axe boast against him who hews with it?" In other words, will the axe say, "Look what a great job I did in cutting that tree down"? No matter what we've accomplished, how much we've done, it is God's doing, not ours. Why is it so hard for us? Why do we revel in our accomplishments, not appreciating the very circumstances we find ourselves in, understanding that it is all a gift from God? To be given the family, the place you were born, the time you were born, to be given the intelligence you have, and often the good fortune that you have that has framed our lives. These are all gifts from God. Our gospel calls us to place ourselves in a pre-5-year-old Moses mindset, where we accept what we need, that we need help, that we accept that it is important that God's help is there for us, and the trusting that it always will be there for us. We are asked to come to God, not to figure him out, not to know what he is thinking. When we find ourselves in the grips of pride, or even anxiety over any situation that you find yourself in, our readings are drawing you back to what I call is the core, the beginning of our relationship with an all-loving God. This core has two pillars. The first is to understand that we are all adopted children of God. Adopted means we were chosen. It means God knew you and wanted you and took you, just you. And he wanted you for exactly who you were. We just weren't born into God's relationship. He chose us and he chooses you. The second pillar is that all is gift. If you trace everything you have to its roots, to its core, you will discover the situation of where and who you are has nothing to do with your accomplishments, but rather the time, the place, and the circumstances of your life have been given to you as a gift from God. Meditate on those two pillars when you are happy or you are distressed. They will lead you to what I call the fear of God, when you realize the awesome wonder of his greatness and his gift. That will then lead you to humility in accepting that gift, and that humility will lead you to security and trust in God, as you realize just what a precious possession